At least four people were injured when a student opened at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, U.S., authorities said, with one suspect now in custody and the school campus secured. Dallas police responded to reports of gunfire shortly after 1 p.m. local time at the school located on Langdon Road. Students were seen fleeing the school as shots rang out. "I turned around. All I heard was seven gunshots," one student told reporters. "Everybody was running." The Dallas Independent School District confirmed the arrest Tuesday night, though the suspect's identity was not disclosed. According to Dallas ISD Assistant Chief of Police Christina Smith, the firearm was brought into the building outside normal intake hours. The school is equipped with metal detectors and requires students to carry clear backpacks, but officials have not disclosed how the weapon bypassed security. According to the Dallas Fire Department, three of the victims were shot but are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. The victims, aged between 15 and 18, were transported to three area hospitals: Baylor Scott and White, Parkland, and Methodist Dallas. Eyewitnesses reported hearing up to seven gunshots. Aerial footage showed a heavy police and emergency services presence on campus, with students being evacuated toward Eagle Stadium. Around 900 students were on site at the time. The district stated there was no indication of a failure in school security procedures, with Dallas ISD Assistant Police Chief Christina Smith noting the weapon did not enter during routine security intake. Classes at Wilmer Hutchins have been canceled for the remainder of the week. Mental health services will be made available to students and staff. Texas Governor Greg Abbott condemned the senseless act of violence and pledged state support for the victims, families, and law enforcement. Wilmer Hutchins High School, located in South Dallas, was also the site of a shooting in April 2024 when a student was injured in a classroom. That incident led to widespread criticism of school security protocols. Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde acknowledged growing concern over repeated incidents. "Quite frankly, this is just becoming way too familiar, and it should not be familiar," she said. Texas Governor Greg Abbott expressed support for the school community, pledging resources to ensure justice and prevent further violence. Officials have not released the identity of the suspect or further details about the motive. The investigation remains ongoing.